Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David. Happy Election Day.
Yeah, we have made it to Election Day and, of course, a number of races, too many, quite frankly, to get to in a short break like this. But why don't you give us the highlights?
Well, you know, in addition to electing a president, all the New Yorkers will be voting on a U.S. Senate seat where you have Kirsten Gillibrand being challenged by Wendy Long. Of course, Gillibrand is the incumbent. And every single member of Congress is being elected. And there's, you know, a couple of races that are getting a lot of attention. Our businessman Matt Doheny, a Republican, is coming on strong, challenging incumbent Bill Owens in the newly drawn 21st Congressional District, which now includes Saratoga County in the Capital Region. And another newly drawn district, the 19th Congressional District, has the freshman Congressman Chris Gibson, a Republican, facing a challenge from Julian Tribman, an Ulster County attorney. You know, there's also some state Senate and Assembly races that are up for grabs. There's a lot of eyes on the newly created 46th State Senate District, where you have Assemblyman George Amador, a popular Republican, facing a tough challenge from Celia Kazik. A recent Siena poll had that race as being very close. And then around the region, Albany County, a lot of the real races were done in September when you had Democrats challenging Democrats because they have such an overwhelming majority in Albany. But there's some local races where some judges and some city council seats are being filled. But everyone's eyes are on the big races this year.
They certainly are. Well, to that end, we were greeted to the news yesterday from New York Governor Cuomo that folks, all they have to do in those storm-ravaged areas is fill out an affidavit and get to their nearest polling site and their vote will count. But he was also pretty angry and expressed some frustration about the state's utilities and what's going on down there for recovery.
Yeah, there were some strong words from the governor for the state's utilities. You know, there's still hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers in the dark. And the governor on Monday gave a sharp reminder to the state's utilities that they were would face sanctions if they underperform in their efforts to get people's electricity back. He used really strong language. He said these utilities were not created in the Bible. They're not in the Old Testament. They're not in the New Testament. They're not God-given monopolies. And, you know, he was pointing out that more than 400,000 New Yorkers remain without power. He says they're going to be accountable and there'll be, some investigations afterwards about their performance. And then they'll be penalized if they are shown not to have performed.
Well, and we'll see just how many people actually do turn out. It'll be interesting to see post-election what's happened as a result down in those areas in terms of voting. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, just head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. I know you voted. I will do that later, Mike, but happy Election Day. I know you'll be working hard.
You too. Thank you.
All right.